This episode contains discussion around food and fitness, so if this is something you find triggering, then please be mindful before listening. Welcome to the Good Vibes Club, a normal girl's guide to living your best life and being the best version of yourself. Whether you're listening on your commute, out on a hot girl walk, or curled up on your sofa, open your mind and get ready to feel those good vibes. Hello guys, welcome back to the Good Vibes Club and an episode with Georgia. I've been buzzing to get you on, I'm not going to lie.
Oh my God, I'm so excited for us to have this chat today. It's going to be so good.
It's such a good episode we planned as well. So, if you don't know anything about Georgia, I feel like you've seen her a million times if you follow me on Instagram. I tag her 24bloomin7. But Georgia, actually, you can explain yourself. You can,
you can explain
give your
yourself,
introduction.
Girl.
I feel like I don't need to introduce you. You can take the floor.
Thank you. So I'm an online mindset and fitness coach. I have been She's been doing fitness for over 7 years. A really long journey from training people in person, group classes, and then transferring to online. And yeah, I also host and run retreats the world. And the first one this year is in Bali, which is really exciting. So yeah, I'm like your online coach, slash bestie. We're just taking on girls and being besties.
Life coaching, bit of manifestation, wellness, meditation.
Yeah, it's really
all rounder.
Yeah, it's really, if we're talking about the fitness side, really from a mindful perspective. Yeah. So, you know, really trying to change the narrative of the fitness industry that we need to be doing all these things where we hate our bodies, and we can come from a place of we love our bodies as they are, and we just want to keep working on ourselves and our perception of how we see ourselves.
So more like fitness to feel good rather than fitness to look good. Obviously to look good as well, let's be honest.
Yeah.
But you're not doing it from a way of let's lose loads and loads of weight. Let's just do it in the crazy ways. It's let's do this in a sensible way. Let's eat good food.
Yeah. I always say to people that the physical aspect of a fitness journey is really what sits in the background. But what happens in the front is day to day. So how can I wake up today and be the best version of myself and enjoy my life? And the physical then always just happens in the background. And once you can focus on what's happening now, you can enjoy the moment more.
All the little habits.
Exactly. And then the physical stuff happens and then you're just oh, that's cool. As opposed to I got here, but I'm now going to set another goal on myself and be really hard on myself unnecessarily. So yeah, living in the moment day to day, because that's all you have, girl.
We only have the day. Look at you giving the inspirational quotes early on. My God.
She's starting out strong. I love that.
So if you didn't know, me and Georgia actually know each other because of Ebony, actually.
Yeah.
Because you and Ebony know each other from college.
Yeah.
You then coach Ebony, and then we started chatting when I had another coach, and then I ended up moving across to you. And we're just friends anyway.
Yeah.
Alongside all of this, we actually are also
friends. We really just hit it off. We were I totally feel you, girl.
We've been bowling together.
Yeah.
She's been around my house for pizza.
Absolutely.
We've been for a breakfast that lasted 4 hours and we got kicked off the table.
The first time we met.
Literally.
We were chatting for hours on end.
They were so sick of us by the time we left.
They were literally the bill? And we were the bill.
We were there, I think, from 8:30 in the morning till about 12.
Yeah, we really were.
Whoopsie.
We really were. But we had a great time.
It was a great time.
It was great.
Okay, so Georgia, every week I do a good vibe of the week. So basically, it can be anything you want that is something this week that has made you feel good, something you're grateful for, just something that made you feel the good vibes.
Yeah, so I went to, I went to a pole class in London.
Yes, you keep trying to get me on this.
You're coming to a pole class.
It was
one of the first things I said to you. I was you're coming to a pole class, and you were okay. But I went to a
pole
class.
Before I knew the pole span.
Yeah, literally. You were
and I thought it was going to hurt.
I was yes, it spins. But it doesn't have to spin. So I went to pole class, and do you know what? For me, the vibe of a pole class is the ultimate empowerment, female empowerment space. If you're listening to this and you haven't been to a pole class and you're that's terrifying, go. Because the room is filled with other women. Go with a friend, go on your own. Everyone is there in quite minimal clothing, spinning around a pole, celebrating their bodies and cheering each other on. And honestly, it's every time I take someone, they leave and they're I literally just had the best time.
And they're always quite small classes as well, aren't they? So yeah, it's like more intimate.
Yeah, and everyone gets to know each other and everyone is so friendly, because in that space, I think normally as a woman, you'd feel really vulnerable. Mm-hmm. But there you don't feel vulnerable at all, because it's just like, oh, we're all doing this together.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful space. So yeah, that's my good vibe of the week. What's your good Love vibe that. Of the week, Jess?
I actually had a really bougie hotel stay by myself. Ooh. And it was great. Like, there's nothing better than checking into a hotel by yourself and just like making the most of it.
Yeah.
Had a bath. Watched Love Island, lol. But like, just watched what I wanted on TV, had all my own space, had the bed to myself. It was heaven.
I feel like it's like self-care sensation if you've just got like,
yeah,
the space to yourself to just do whatever you
so
want.
So nice. And it was at this place in London called The Lost Poet, which was like beautiful. So it was over Ooh. The weekend. And it's like, there was a bath in the corner of the bedroom. It was like a roll-top bath. Oh, it was heaven.
Dreamy.
It was great. And
so
it was in
dreamy.
Notting Hill. Oh, it was so lush. I'll actually leave the link in the show notes to the hotel if you want it, because, you know, great. Also, all the links for Georgia, obviously, will be in the show notes too, so you can check her out. Forget to mention that one. But we'll talk about her Bali retreat and stuff a bit more, so you know a bit more about that.
Yes.
And then you can, yeah, get into it.
Bad.
Okay, so... should we get on with the episode?
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm so excited and so nervous for this one, because I think it's such a good one. But it is, like we were saying before we started, it's a really like vulnerable episode, because we're talking a lot more detail about like food and fitness. And obviously we gave the trigger warning at the beginning. So if this is something that triggers you, please just be mindful when you're listening. We obviously are mindful of what we're saying anyway, but just as like a little disclaimer.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, I think talking about your own fitness and food and wellness journeys is different for everybody. Yeah. So that's also really important to know that, like, what's being said about what we've experienced may be really relatable in some cases, but it's so different for everyone. Like, yours will be so different to mine. So yeah, it's not, there's not a set way of doing that.
And so different to all the quick fixes in 8 weeks online that you see that are just...
My mission in life is to just show that those aren't, they provide nothing at the end of it. Anyone who's done one...
A lot of it's angles of lighting, I think.
100%. And anyone who has done it, okay, what it does provide at the end is definitely your aesthetic changes. Mm-hmm. But the way you feel really probably hasn't changed. And you're probably definitely more tired.
Oh my God.
And you're definitely more miserable. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, my mission in life is to just show people that they don't have to do that to themselves. Self-love, people.
Okay, so do you want to give some insight into your fitness journey? Because I feel like,
yeah,
Miss, you started 7 years ago. You've got a lot of backstory here.
There's a lot of backstory.
I don't even know the backstory. I feel like I know bits of it, but I'm intrigued. No. I didn't want to ask you too much before we did the episode. Yeah. I feel like we need to chat about it on here.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll go back.
Go back to the beginning. Back to the start.
Back to the start.
From the first time you walked in that gym.
Oh, terrifying.
Did you start your fitness journey with the gym, or did you start with like... running or home?
Yeah, so for me was I played badminton for county level.
Love that.
from the age of 12.
Oh my God, James would love you. He's dying to get me to go play.
Oh my God,
double date. Should we do a double date?
Let's
Can
do
that
it.
Be our first double date? We'll go to badminton.
100%.
Oh my God, our
I'm
gym
so
does
down.
It. Let's do. Oh my God, let's do it.
Great, perfect. We're doing badminton. Plan
sorted.
Yeah. So yeah, I started playing county badminton really young, like 11, 12, and I played for the county, and I played badminton like 5 nights a week. It was all very intense. It was like talking about going to play for England.
Oh my God,
it was
sick.
Yeah, it was really, I'm also very competitive, so it was fun, but at the same time not so fun, because when you weren't winning it wasn't quite so fun. I was playing badminton like 5 nights a week. I was, you know, exercising so much, like from a really young age. And then just like during that time, my parents had got divorced, so there was like quite an emotional part.
Yeah.
And I found that quite tricky. And then I gained quite a bit of weight. I think the emotional situation in my life really led me, even though I was exercising so much, you know.
It's a very high stress situation for kids, I think.
Yeah.
No one talks about the kids in the divorce, but it's high stress.
Yeah, high stress, really high stress. And I think as a kid also, you don't really know what's going on, do you? So things are sort of happening. And I gained quite a bit of weight, and I was really young. I think my mum was quite concerned. She was kind of like, oh, I don't think this is very good. But again, she was like a single mum. I think she was kind of like not really sure how to handle it. So that sort of continued on. But I was exercising loads. So this comes around to that point of like, you know, you can exercise till the cows come home. But like
diet,
you know, but not even the word diet, but like, what are you fueling yourself with, you know, to do all these things? Anyway.
Like living on Big Macs, but going to the gym 5 times a week is not going to help.
Do you know what I mean? Literally not going to help. So then, yeah, I basically got to a point I'd moved out. I was living away from home from quite a young age. I was studying music and doing all these things. And at some point, my dad then moved abroad and he was like, well, why don't you come and live with me? And I was like, okay, that would be really cool. And up until then, I think I hadn't really taken fitness into account. I'd sort of stopped playing badminton at that point. So I wasn't really doing any exercise at all. And up until then, I'd been really sporty.
How old are you at this point? Like 16, 17, 18?
Yeah, I'm like 17 at this point. So exercise had really fallen off. I was just sort of like hanging out with my friends.
I suppose it's that like after school thing, isn't it? Where you're like, oh, well, I did it at school, but I don't need to carry it on after school.
Absolutely. You're like college you're like, years oh. And you're like, oh, I have like a life now. So don't need to do that anymore. Yeah. So then I ended up moving away to where my dad lived and it was somewhere really sunny and I was then sort of like in a bikini for the first time really like properly over like longer periods of time and I was like, oh, not sure like how the self-consciousness. I feel. Yeah, and my sister and I had both been like quite overweight as kids but not really ever thought that much of it, I don't think. And then I was in this place where there was lots of people and, you know, they were all walking around in bikinis and then immediately it just like fell on me. I was like, I feel really insecure. I feel really uncomfortable. And that really hit me at that point for the first time in my life. Yeah. I'd kind of been like maybe a slightly like heavier girl, but it never really come across as, I'd never thought about it.
And then all of a sudden it's like all you think about.
Yeah, it was all I could think about. I was like, God, I'm going to the beach this weekend and like I've got to put bikini on and, you know, I'd go bikini shopping and I'd like put one on and I'd be like, oh god, it's just hugging me in all the wrong places. And I'd put, you know, go and buy like jeans because I was living in a warm country and didn't wear trackies all the time and I was like, god, these really don't fit me. And it really just like hit me like a wave for the first time probably in life. And from that
bless
point
you.
Yeah, it was
little
just
Georgia
like,
I want to give her a hug.
I know, exactly. Me too, I give her a hug all the time. But yeah, I was then sort of thinking, okay, I would like to do something about this. And really, it didn't start from a place of, I really love myself, let me, you know, make this better. Mm-hmm. It was like, I look horrible. I'm so unhappy in the way I am. I need to do something about it. So then I was very fortunate to be in a position where I could afford to have a personal trainer. Yeah. But just before that, I remember going to the gym where we lived and going over to the hamstring curl machine. Why I thought that was the first machine I should try and use is
also
very
the most confusing machine, someone who doesn't have a clue how to use it.
Literally, I think I like must have seen it at the time when Instagram was literally nothing, but I'd seen someone doing it and thought, well, that can't be that difficult. Let you just lie on it and curl your legs. And then was so embarrassed. And, you know, I remember thinking, God, everyone must be looking at me. Like, I can't, I've just laid down on this thing and it doesn't work. And I've put it on the lightest, like, weight, but my feet don't fit on the thing. And yeah, I really...
Hard relate, short girl problem.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it was a nightmare. So yeah, so at that point, I also got a PT. But to say on that point, she was amazing and changed my life forever. However, there was also like certain exercises I really didn't want to do because of the shape I was.
Yeah.
So like, I didn't want to do mountain climbers and I didn't want to do all these exercises that made me feel really uncomfortable. And I think at that point I was really ready to change my life, but I'm not sure I necessarily had quite the right tools. We were talking about calories, we were talking about those things. And I that was also really triggering for me at that period of time. And so yeah, my fitness journey started not necessarily from the place of self-love, if I'm really honest, but definitely from a place of like, I've had enough and I want to do something about it. And then I went on eventually, you know, to where we are today, which is like a lot of steps which
PT
brought me
training,
here.
PT training.
Yeah, the nutrition, PT, mindfulness meditation, you know, and also life.
It's like the fitness changed your life and then you use that to then learn it all to help change other people's.
Yeah,
kind of.
100%. And you know, the biggest thing for me is that I have been around a lot of PTs because I've worked in a lot of gyms and over the years and things like that. And the thing I've always found is that most PTs usually come from a place they like grew up really sporty or like they always did exercise or aesthetic has always been really important to them. And that most PTs couldn't understand the clients that came to them who were like, oh, I just have tried everything and none of it's working. And they'd be like, great, here's like a meal plan with chicken and rice and like just go away and do best and like, I'll see you twice a week. You know, and like people who were also maybe heavier and felt like it was really hard work and the PT couldn't relate. The PT couldn't understand the effort that had to go in. My fitness journey, I had to learn to say no to like things I really enjoyed. But in balance, you know, and a fitness journey is is from any end of the spectrum is hard for anybody. It requires effort. It requires consistency. Yeah. It requires rewiring your brain to make good decisions for yourself, because we're not necessarily built that way. We don't necessarily make good decisions for ourselves.
Oh my God, it's so much easier to reach for chocolate than it is an apple.
Exactly, exactly.
If I'm hungry and I need a snack, I will always go for like something unhealthy over something healthy every time.
Exactly. So yeah, I really pride myself in the fact that I can say when I take on a new client, I can be like, look, I really understand what you're about to go through and that I'm here for you, but you do have to put the work into. Like this is, I can give you all the tools, but I need you to say, okay, from today, I'm really going to try my best. And I'll always be doing my best, but I'm going to try my best to make an effort for myself because I want to feel better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's just like, my fitness journey really, like I said, started from a place of not self-love. And I use everything that I learned from trying everything to this point now is what I then share on to other people.
But I think that's so good.
Yeah.
I think this is why I love you.
Oh,
because I think if you have someone who gets it and someone who can be in that, like I think you're delusional if you think everyone in the world, not you specifically, but like if you think that everyone starts from a place of loving their body, everyone I'd say starts from a place of not liking it, 100%. Which is why you want to change it, which is when you learn to love it and then you learn to like make it feel better. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So like most people start from a bad place.
100%.
And I think if you're looking at all these people online and thinking that they all just love their bodies and then they start going to the gym, that's just not how it works. Like and we also, all hated it in the beginning.
Yeah.
Maybe not hated. Most people didn't like it.
For
that's
sure.
where they started.
And also that if you think that everybody who seems to have it together has it together all the time, that's also not true. Like,
oh my
God,
even look at the two of us online, we're like, look how amazing our life is. And then our messages to each other are like, I'm having a meltdown, help.
Yeah, and even from the place of like physical, you know, I would be lying if I said every day I looked at myself and went, oh, you're slaying. Okay, maybe I do as an affirmation, but like on some days, am I truly believing it? Not always, but that's the ebbs and flows of life and learning to work with those and understand them is like the key, really.
And also it's so normal to have bad days. Like, it's so normal to have days where you look... Like, I said to you
Can we normalise it, please?
Some days I look in the mirror and be like, I look great today. And then 5 minutes later, I'm like, oh.
Yeah. And it's about how you then deal with that and not let it, like, ruin your entire day. But go, that's just something that we don't need to do that to ourselves right now.
Yeah.
We can just move forward because there's way more things important than how I look right now.
100%.
You know? Your fitness journey.
Oh, my God. Mine is like... I feel like mine goes ebbs and flows with food. So I could it would start with food and then it went on to I think being a teenager, I've blocked so much of it out. Because you know when it's like you just get so used to it being a normal that you don't realise it's not normal. So like
absolutely.
I remember being in school and I must have been in year 10 and I had a friend who was very anorexic. Like her Bebo at the time. Throwback.
Send love.
She had her picture on that and MSN, and it was literally, I remember so clearly, it was like her wearing leggings and it was like a crop of her waist, and it was so you could see that her hip bones stuck out so much that there was a gap between her chest, like her stomach and her leggings.
Wow.
And she was like very proud of the fact that she would go home and go on the treadmill all the time and like eat an apple a day, and like that was her diet. And that's the first time I had ever been like, oh, like this is a different world, like what's going on here? And like you said, where you had that realization moment, like that was my thing of being like, oh, well, I'm actually not that skinny. Like, my body looks like this. And I'd never really thought about it before until that moment when I was talking to her and I realised that she was so skinny. And I was like, this is really weird. Like, people do that. Like, people go home and, like, do 100 sit-ups a day.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Also, because we really, I think, grew up in a time... The internet, I mean, has different pros and cons now. But at that period of time, for women, fitness was just... as skinny as you could be. I remember my friend doing she was doing a carrot juicing diet.
Oh, for God's sake.
To the point where her palms started to go orange.
Stop.
Yeah, because...
Do you remember the kid that supposedly turned orange from Sunny Delight? Yeah. That's what that reminds me of.
Literally. But we grew up in a time where women were just told to get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller.
Heroin chic.
Yeah, to do anything they could. So no wonder you found yourself in that situation because that's all that would have been being put out
that was
to
awful.
You.
Because I remember she used to, I feel like, I don't want to go too much into the topic of like eating disorders and stuff, but I feel like she used to literally tell me how to have one. And I didn't really tell anyone. Like I didn't even tell my parents till recently. But I think where I started, it was like I need to be really skinny. Like I need to lose weight. I need to be smaller. And then I discovered all like the fashion magazines. Because I think I was very like blissfully naive as a teenager. Mm. Like especially in school when I was like 14, 15. And I think it wasn't like... her telling me all these things was when I was like, well, I need to start doing sit-ups and I need to start doing squats in my bedroom. But I never would go for a run or anything like that. It was literally just those little things. And I hated sports. I was that kid who avoided PE like the plague.
Just was like, no, sir, not today.
I couldn't tell you any time I did PE apart from trampolining because it was quite fun. Like if I had to do football or rugby or netball, I was like, no, thank you. Take me out immediately. I'm not a fan.
Yeah. That's also interesting too, I think, how exercise as a child then sort of tells you, like, in the future, you know, it's not always that accessible, like PE.
Yeah.
It's not always the type of exercise people want to do.
I did do swimming, actually, tell a lie.
Oh,
I did
nice.
Swim for years. Yeah. I used to swim competitively when I was a kid. But again, I didn't think of it as exercise. So yeah. It doesn't even pass my mind as being exercise because I'm like, oh, it was just swimming. It's something I did because I love doing it.
Yeah, so you were at this point. And then how does your fitness journey, it's such a cliche, but it's the only word we have for it.
So
how does it proceed from there?
I purposefully haven't told you parts because I just think you're going to find it hilarious. So I think the first time I ever stepped in a gym was with one of my friends who was like, oh, let's go and like try out this gym and see what we think. And it was like a random hotel gym and it was so dire. And we went in wearing like the classic like cotton Primark leggings, Converse, like oversized t-shirt, absolutely not gym clothes, probably not even a sports bra. And we were just on the treadmill and we were like, oh, this is what it's like to work out.
Yeah.
And you know, when you're like, I feel like I'm working out. If Instagram was a thing, we'd probably have been storying.
Absolutely.
And you're like,
I'm such an adult right now. Look at me go.
It was not working out.
Yeah.
And then I don't think I really went to a gym until I then went to uni. And I remember being in uni and being like, okay, I'm going to start getting into fitness. I'm going to start getting into the gym. And I signed up with my housemates and we went to like the local leisure centre one. And I remember being like, how do people use weights? And I started with machines. So I would go into, they had like a room with treadmills and stuff. And there was like a separate room that had like machines.
Mm.
And I would literally look at the pictures and be like, how do I use this? And then I'd just like, I don't really know what I was doing. It probably wasn't even a workout. But in my head, I was like, at least I'm here and I'm trying.
Yeah.
And we would do like free weights and stuff. And like one of them had been to the gym before, so she kind of knew. But the whole thing of food was still underlying.
Mm.
And what didn't help is that one of my housemates at the time also had issues with food. It was just something we kind of egged on in each other. So it wasn't healthy.
Mm.
And I wouldn't say it was till maybe about a year after that. Like, I would say this, the whole eating thing was probably still a thing until quite recently. I'd say probably like a year ago. We've talked about this.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I remember one of my best friends at the time, she decided she was going to do a bikini competition. And she did do it. She did really, really well, actually. She smashed it. I think she got first in, I can't remember what category, but first in something.
Mm.
And she would ask me to go to the gym with her. But that was the first time I'd ever tried like weight training. And I think that was the time where I was like, I get it.
Yeah.
I know why people go and I can see what this is all about
fitness
wise. And we would lift weights and do all that kind of stuff. But obviously she's training as a bikini athlete and I'm just copying her workouts at this point. So God only knows what we were actually doing. I can't even remember what we were doing. I just remember doing things and being like, I cannot lift this. I have no idea what the weights were, but we were doing like shoulder presses and I was like, how on earth are my arms not falling off? But she'd be spotting me and I couldn't actually get my arms up.
Oh, wow.
Like, it was heavy weight.
Yeah.
And then she'd do, like, 45 minutes on the Stairmaster in the morning. Then she'd go back in the evening and be doing the same again. I didn't go every time. I probably went, like, twice or three times a week. But
yeah.
It was intense.
Wow, yeah.
And that was the first time I'd really been in a gym. And then I started a fitness Instagram account. So if you're an OG, you know about the fitness copper days.
I didn't know
I had a fitness account. I wouldn't say it was necessarily like fitness, but it was like back in the days of like BBG.
Yes.
Because I did BBG briefly, hated it. We know I'm not a hit gal. I do not like hit at all. Georgia tries. I hate it.
Just like, no.
So much. No. She'll put it on my plan and I'm like, yeah, no, not doing that one.
I think in the beginning we tried a bit and you were like, no. I was like, okay, we'll just get rid of that.
I literally hate it. But I tried it because everyone was doing it and everyone had great results online.
Yeah.
And I had this fitness account and I considered doing a bikini competition with her. Your face is giving horror.
My eyes are wide.
But I literally, because she was doing so well and she loved it and the whole like culture around it, I was surrounded, because I was with her all the time.
I think, again,
I was obsessed with it. I thought it was so cool.
Again, at the time, that was also really a thing.
Oh yeah, everyone and their wife did it.
Because let's say at that point, Instagram had really started to sort of take off a bit.
And this was probably 7 years ago, 6 years ago.
Yeah, and then every fitness influencer was then starting to do a bikini competition. Mm-hmm. It's like we've all been
learning. It was the beginning of the fitness influencers.
Yeah, exactly.
When everyone was doing BBG, everyone was working with Gymshark.
Yeah.
Everything was, like you said, bikini competitions.
Yeah,
like,
and we all thought it was a really good idea to do those things. And actually, what I would say is, in all fairness to everyone at that period of time. Again, we were all just learning.
Brainwashed.
Well, yeah, brainwashed. And learning, because I think for women, especially, you know, if I talk to my mum about going to the gym and stuff, she's only started going, like, in the last few years.
Yeah.
So that was never a thing. So as women, we've really only been discovering this space for not very long.
Yeah.
So, you know, no wonder it was kind of figuring itself out for a while.
I'd say it's only the last couple of years as well that it's been like a normal thing to see girls in the weights area.
Yeah.
Like I'd say...
Absolutely.
I'd say that for a long time I was like, oh, I'll jump on this 12-week program or I'll do this like Blogilates or whatever it was called on YouTube. Do you remember it?
Yeah, I do.
Like little things like that. And I never really... I'd say a year ago... In fact, to be honest, when I met James, I'd say is when I really started getting into the gym properly, because James is such... He loves the gym. Fitness is his favourite thing. He really enjoys working out. He really enjoys eating healthy. He loves his like working on his body and just making himself feel amazing. And I think being with him is part of what altered my mindset and towards everything. But also like he would go to the gym and I'd be like, oh, well, I'll come with you. And then I think it was probably like November or something, 2021, that I was really like, okay, actually, I'm going to start doing this consistently.
Yeah, nice.
But that's when I started going, that it's only, I'd say, a year now that I've been doing it like 5 times a week, really enjoying it, really loving it. Still had the ups and downs alongside, don't get me wrong.
Absolutely.
But like, it's been a journey.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah. And
very in and out dabbling.
Yeah. Dabbling here
bit
and there.
Bit of a bikini competition. Oh, no, thank you. Oh,
no
bit
thanks.
Of a Pilates. Oh, not sure.
Where do you feel like you're at now in your fitness journey?
Do you know what? I was thinking this morning because I actually went to the gym at 6 a.m.
She really did. I saw it on the app. I was like, wow.
I said to James when I got home, it was like playing a video game because I was like avoiding people punching me. Like it was like dumbbells going up and down and like cables coming and barbells. And it was literally walking around like avoiding random pieces of equipment because there was so many people, there was no room. And I was like, in a minute, I'm half asleep. I'm not paying attention. Like my headphones are on. I was like, I'm going to get smacked in the face with a dumbbell and it's all going to go tits up. But when I was there, I was thinking to myself, like, this is really weird because normally, like before, I would have been like, oh, I'm going into London. I don't need to do a workout. But I was like, no, this is part of my routine. Like, I'm going to fit it in. And I literally made sure that I got up early and like fit it into my day. And I kind of shocked myself because I was like, actually, the fact that I have made the time to do this and that I actually want to go because I enjoy doing it rather than just because I'm like, I want to lose weight. Like, obviously, don't get me wrong. I still want to lose weight. I still want to look better. But the fact that I was going because I enjoyed it is mental. Like, I was literally like, how am I in this place where I actually enjoy workouts? Like, don't get me wrong. Still have the days where I'm like, Georgia, I'm just not feeling it.
Yeah.
Like, I'll message her and she'll be like, why have you done 60%? And I'm like, hun, not today.
I'm like, where's the rest? And you're like, no, not today. I'm like,
yeah.
Enough.
I'm like, not feeling it. But for the most part, I'd say I do really enjoy it now. I'd say probably same as you, like you've got to the point of enjoyment and doing it because you love your body, not because you hate your body.
Yeah, I also think the biggest change in that, you know, for anyone listening who's like, blimey, they love it. How could you possibly?
I said
you know?
That. I used to be like, who on earth
yeah,
likes the
and how,
gym?
Why do they go so consistently? And God, I just can't imagine anything worse. Two things. One, that is totally fair enough. We've all been there. And you don't have to go to the gym to be exercising.
Yeah.
Just big point number one.
Big point number one.
If you really want to go...
Hot girl walks are a thing.
Hot girl walks. If you want to go swimming.
Reformer running. Pilates is having a moment.
Pilates is really having a whole moment, isn't it? It's really... TikTok is like Pilates Central. I'm like, wow. you know, but if you want to go play a sport, if you want to go... There is so many options. So that's the first point. And secondly, you know... When you switch your mindset so that you're not going to the gym for your body, but you're going for your mind, and you do that consistently, that's when everything changes. Because you're not going thinking another day of working on my body and looking at it and thinking, oh, this is just not what I want. You're going thinking, today this is for me because this is really good for my health. This is really good for my mind, how I'm going to go into my day. This is really good for my confidence. And this is just a really good thing to be doing as a human being for like longevity in my life.
Oh my God.
You know.
This is what I always say. If I can be a grandma and I can still run circles around
Babes.
The park, I'm living my best life.
I'm gonna
I don't want to be
100
grandma
kg at like 80.
But this is the thing. I don't want to be an old person who is not able to do anything. Like I want to know that if I am in that situation, it's because of like a medical reason or something, not because I'm not fit enough.
Yeah. if you change your perspective on why you're exercising to a place of I'm doing this for me and my well-being, mm-hmm. as instead of thinking I look like X, Y, and Z and I want to look like ABC, that's where everything changes.
Yeah.
And if you can start from there, you know, if you're thinking about genuine tips that someone can take away, I know I probably sound all like, oh, wellness, preachy. But, you know, mind comes before body.
Yeah.
And that's the real shift I really would like to see in the fitness industry. And that's why, too, when I'm sharing on social media, I'm trying to share, like, look, if you change your perspective on this, you can change everything. And that's really what I'm doing with my clients. You know, like when we talk about it, I think we found each other a really, really good time. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd been on this journey and you'd sort of seen, your eyes had been open. You thought, I'm not sure this is right. And you're thinking, okay, well, what do I do from here? And I was like, okay, let's think about this from a health perspective as opposed to another way. Like you say, obviously, you're allowed to want to change the way you look. But imagine if you didn't have to hone in on it every day being like, am I there yet? Am I one step closer?
Yeah. And like the one thing that we talked about a lot is not having those constant like check-ins and weigh-ins and
absolutely.
Measurements and whatever. Because I think when you have that, it's great. Don't get me wrong. Like if you're on a journey and you want to lose weight or you are whatever, it works. But I think that if it's at the wrong time in your life, or if it's, I don't know how to word this in the best way, but when you're doing that, it kind of keeps at the forefront of like, oh, well, you haven't lost anything this week. Oh, well, you weigh more. Or you're always thinking about the number side of thing rather than the enjoyment side of it.
Absolutely. When I have calls with clients and we talk about, you know, their
experience.
We have
calls while I'm doing my makeup. You get a whole routine.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm like, get ready with me with Jess whilst we're on a call.
Literally a live girl.
I love it. I'm like, what product's that? But yeah, with clients, I'll say, okay, so when you've done fitness stuff in the past or if you've weighed yourself in the past, how does that make you feel? 99% of the time, people say it makes them feel awful.
Honestly, I used to have to do it. So I had to do it every single week and I had to weigh myself, measure myself and do pictures. Mm. And it was one of those things where it's like every week I dread Wednesday. Because I knew I had to do it. And I'd be like, oh God, I've got to do this thing. And then I'd do it. And if it hadn't changed, I'd be in the worst mood all day. And James would be like, oh my God, shut up.
He's like, I hate Wednesdays too.
He would hate Wednesdays because every Wednesday it'd be the same thing. And he'd know that my mood was so dictated on what was happening. Because I knew if I wasn't losing weight, I was like, why am I doing this plan? It's not working.
Yeah.
Or if I was. But then obviously there's the whole thing of like, well, water. Like I drink four or five litres of water a day. I drink a lot of water.
You do drink a lot of water. I probably drank a lot.
My body, but I drink a lot of water a day. It's a good habit to have, to be fair.
It is.
But like that weighs a bit more. You've got water weight, then you've also got muscle starts weighing more. So realistically, like I'm not the biggest person in the world. Like I'm quite a small person. So as James always says to me, like I'm gonna take a long time to see change because of the fact that there's not much of me to change. And also like my weight is probably gonna go up before it goes down because I'm gonna be gaining muscle. There's not much fat to lose.
No.
So it's that whole mindset of like knowing that muscle weighs more and knowing that your scale is gonna go up. Like you said, get rid of the scale. I did say I'm not gonna use it, but I have kept it because it's really good for weighing suitcases.
That's fine.
That's the only
for
way
traveling,
it's staying in the
you can have one. I honestly, in every call I have with a starting client, I say, sorry, do you have a set of scales? And they go, yeah. I say, okay, I'm gonna ask you a favor for me. Can you just go and pick them up and like just put them somewhere and then just
set
them on fire and just let them burn, because all they are doing is ridding you of joy. That is all.
Literally,
that's
it.
All that does. And the reality is you are not defined by the number on there. I think also of our generation, our mothers, grandmothers, like talked a lot about numbers and weight.
But it's all about how much you weigh.
Exactly. And we don't have to do that anymore. Like you say, the thing is, and this is where I talk about mind, let's say somebody here weighs themselves like once a week. Okay, you get rid of the scales, you throw them away, you put them in the bin. And you decide to start looking at yourself more positively, taking one day at a time. And you start to feel better. Mm. Okay, let's say they're like a month into doing that. And they then just before they stand on set scales, they're like, I'm feeling so positive about myself.
Oh my God, instantly the minute you see the weight, like, yeah, 100%. Because remember my first check-in with you, and it had been like 2 weeks or something. And Georgia was like, right, we're only going to do measurements every 2 weeks and pictures and that's it. And then, to be fair, I think at one point we said maybe do measurements every 3 months or something. I can't really remember.
I was not so much on the measurements.
She was stop measuring, stop with the numbers.
I was like, stop with the numbers, please. Can we just go off how we feel? And you were like, I kind of want a little bit, which again, I understand some people do want like a nice reference back to. I think photos are a really good one for that. But yeah, you wanted a bit more of a reference, which is again, totally fine, you know.
I remember that first check-in. And I did the pictures and I did the measurements and I was like, nothing's changed. And I was so annoyed because I was like, I feel really good. I feel like things are going really well. I was like, why has it not changed? And I was so annoyed with myself. And I was like putting the pictures side by side. It's 2 weeks. Nothing was going to bloody change in my physical appearance. And I was so annoyed and I was like, why is nothing changing? And then I felt rubbish. But before that, I'd been like, oh, this is really good. Like I'm enjoying my workouts. Things are going well. And then the minute I did it, I was like, oh.
Yeah. And that's the thing I would say to people. Let the physical happen in the background. You need to focus on, it's, you know, changing your mindset and changing the way you live and do things. It isn't easy.
It's so difficult.
It's really difficult.
It's like a conscious decision every day to like fake it till you make it.
Absolutely. And to just be like, I'm going to make good decisions for me today. And that doesn't happen every day. But if it can happen 80% of the time, you're 80% closer to feeling better and the physical's happening in the background. And eventually you get to this place where you go, I feel really good about my life. I've got good routines. I've got good habits. I've maybe my job is much better now because I'm finding more enjoyment in it because I've stopped thinking negatively and thinking more positively. I've got a better relationship with my family, my friends.
Kind of leads into the manifestation stuff, doesn't it? Of like expressing gratitude and like the more grateful you are for your body, the more you will notice the changes and like the more grateful you are for like just everything.
Absolutely.
And this like the little habits that you build every day.
Yeah. And I say to people, in the first place, why does it have to change? Why does your body have to change? Why are you doing this?
She does give you a bit of a quiz and you do feel a bit like, oh, yeah, my gosh. You're like, oh, God. Why am I thinking about these things?
Yeah. But, you know, 99% of my inquiries that come to me and online coach say, I want to lose weight and turn up and they're all women.
Oh, my God. That is literally what everyone says, isn't it? That's what I said.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to lose weight. I want to tone up.
Yeah. And then I turn around and I say, every other coach goes, okay, we're going to put you on your macros and la la la. I don't know, they've got some weird accent. But I think so, yeah.
Going to put you on your macros.
Yeah. But then I, from my perspective, rather than saying that, I'll say, why? And as soon as I say to people, why do you want to lose weight and tone up? All the cogs start turning. People go, oh, why do I want to do that? Well, I guess I want to feel more confident. Okay, I can work with that. Why don't we then work on your confidence and we let your physical happen in the background? Because you don't have to wait to feel confident. You can start that today, working on that. So asking the why question, you know, I think when we started, I think I asked you, I was like, really, why? And in your fabulous...
I can't remember what I said.
In your fabulous way, you were really straight up with me and I really like that. I think it's a wonderful trait of yours. You were like, I'd be lying if I said I didn't want to, you know, be a bit more lean. You're like, but I do.
She can't remember what I said to you.
But you said, but I really do love fitness and I'm really loving my journey and I want to keep going and I want to learn more. And you said, I want to learn. And I went, oh, great.
Thing is, I love it. Yeah. Like the whole of the last year. So I massively would go out of my way to like look up podcasts and listen to fitness podcasts. And I listen to, if you want to know, the Laneway podcast is very, very good. Have you listened to them before?
Yeah, I have.
So I actually got a mention on their podcast because I said that they complain too much for 20 minutes. I'm not complaining, but they were like, I was like, do ramble on for 20 minutes and then they get into the topic. And they then gave me a shout out and they were like, she won't even listen to this anyway because she misses 20 minutes. And I was like, actually, guys, I did listen.
Like, I did listen. I'm listening now.
But yeah, so I listen to that a lot because they're really good for like the factual side of things. And I think I came across them when I was doing the reverse diet before, pre-Georgia. And I was listening to so many episodes about different things. And then there's one called Fun and Gains, which is really good as well. And I was listening to all these podcasts and I was like just completely immersing myself in like all of the things to learn about fitness because I was like, I want to know. I want to know how to do this. I want to know how to do that. And I think a lot of the things that I learn when I came to you, I think I'd kind of like been in the middle of that learning process. And I was like, oh, well, now I know about like setting intentions when you walk in the gym. And like, I remember listening to one and it was like, focus on the negative in your movement. And I was like, oh my God, genius. And now when I'm working out, I still use that. Like when I'm doing like, I don't know, the squat, I'm like, I need to focus on the way up as much as the way down. And little things like that, that you just, I want to learn. Like I don't want to just go in and be like, well, I know I need to squat. I want to know exactly how to squat to optimize that and like how to do that glute thing. And like, I think that's a difference, isn't it? Like the learning aspect rather than just being like, here's a plan, get on with it. You might not be doing it right because I don't see you in the gym every day.
Yeah, 100%.
And I'm like, Georgia, tell me about this. Georgia.
Yeah, and it's also really cool because...
I'm like the annoying little voice note every day. Like, hello.
You're like, hi, it's me. I'm like, what's happening?
Our voice notes are...
hectic.
The other day we had voice notes going on and it was like... Georgia basically sent me a podcast and I was like, girl, this is excessive. There was like 7 voice notes, I think, and they were all about 2 or 3 minutes long. And I was replying as I was listening. And then you were replying. And then we ended up with like 7 different conversations on the go. And I was like, this is too much.
I need to slow down. A lot. Also, it cracks me up because when we...
they were a lot.
Yeah, they were a lot. And, you know, we met not that long ago and stuff. But I have this group chat with these 2 friends of mine and they send like 14-minute voice notes.
Stop. I've never sent one
it's
that long.
It's long. It's like life updates. Like, these girls are busy. So, honestly...
14 minutes.
Yeah. 14 minutes.
My first 2 episodes are 23 minutes each.
Can you imagine these... Maybe they should have a podcast, these girls. I do say that to them. They
imagine.
Do,
yeah, this literally. Is for my friends. This is a life update. Every week, you tune you in and you find out what I've been up to.
Quite fun. But yeah, we were having a hectic conversation, weren't we? But it's good. I really love the fact that you... want to learn, and clearly you're really passionate about the gym and learning about that,
which I was not a year ago. I add, like, this is a new thing.
Also, another point to say, you don't have to be obsessed with the gym to have a fitness journey. You can be, you don't even have to be obsessed with exercise.
You don't even have to like care that much about it.
No, you really don't. It is, I always say to people, you have like this puzzle called life, and it's got all these different parts in it: friends, family, activities, holiday, you know.
Wasn't there a TikTok thing of this? Or there was like there was a guy who did it and he was talking about his dad, and his dad was like, you need to find the missing piece of your puzzle.
Oh
like,
yeah, he's definitely read a similar book to what I've read.
Probably the same book.
Yeah. But this is the point. You have all these different parts in life, and fitness and wellness
is one part.
It can take out half an hour of your day 4 days a week.
Mm. I think sometimes it becomes like a hobby, doesn't it? Like, I would say to me, and also to a couple of my friends, like, I'd say I've got a good couple of, like, you, Ebony, etc. I've got friends who also really like fitness. So it's nice because it's, like, something common. We talk about it. It's also kind of like a hobby as well as being, like, your job.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be like that. Like, I have friends who go swimming once a week and they don't think about fitness other than going swimming once a week. And they use it to, like, clear their head or whatever. And that's their fitness.
Yeah,
or
absolutely.
They go to go for a run every morning and then they just don't think about it any more than that. Like, you don't have to be obsessed with it.
No. Yeah, and you know, you don't have to be like a fitness junkie or, you know, wellness, whatever. It's just about finding what's right for you. And that's the other thing about, you know, what, like, the fitness industry too. It's so built as like, you have to do this and do it like this, but not true. You can do it however you want to do it, how it fits around your life. Because your life is more important than how often you go to the gym.
I completely agree with you. I feel like you have to have a life outside of the gym, like you have to have a life outside of work.
Yeah, 100%.
And outside of your relationship and like all these different things. You have to have a life.
Absolutely. Divide it all out. Separate it all.
Compartmentalize.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't be doing it all at once too much.
Okay, I have a question for you. So I feel like I get asked this a lot and you probably get asked this a lot, but how did you conquer that? Because we're obviously talking about the gym a lot. How did you conquer the initial like gym anxiety? Like, how did you become comfortable with like going into the gym and like feel confident and enjoy going? Like, how did you reach that point? Because I think a lot of people, when they start at the gym, we probably were the same, actually. I know I was. I used to be terrified. Even when I started this new gym like 6 months ago, I was like, oh, no, thank you. Mm. New people looking at me.
Yeah.
But how did you feel like you conquered like the gym anxiety and like getting into that weights area, going to that class even? Like, because I think classes can actually sometimes be more intimidating.
Yeah, especially if they're quite clicky sometimes.
Yeah, like
they
you
all
have
go together every week and they all stand at the front and you're just at the back going, oh, God, please, no one look
or
at me.
Or it's like, is anyone new today? And you're like, awkwardly putting your hand up. Or sometimes I don't. And they'll be like, you're a new face. And I'm like, oh, balls, hello.
Yeah.
Like,
please don't pick me out like that. I was trying to hide in the back. Thank you.
Yeah. I tried to do that at Pilates the other week and I ended up right at the front next to her. And I was like, dear God, this is my idea of hell. Like,
please, no.
I am a hide at the back girl.
Yeah.
I do not like front and centre.
So I used to teach a lot of classes. So I've really seen all that side of it too, right? So it's really interesting for me. I would say you never, when you're starting something new, you would never go to a Spanish class and be like, great, I'm just going to speak Spanish today.
So true.
You know, you'd go and you'd go, okay, I hope I learn a few words of Spanish today. And if I take a few things away, that would be great. Same thing with the gym. if you're starting out, you're never going to walk in feeling super confident. It's something new. It's different. So being realistic with that to start with. Like, you don't have to go in feeling super confident. Like, that's okay. That's fine. That's really normal. You're a human being.
I find now, I would say I'm quite confident in my gym. But if I ever have to go to a new gym, I'm like, oh, this is a new environment. I don't like this one.
And you get used to where things are.
Yeah.
And then if they're not in the place you kind of think they might be.
Oh my God, our gym got new equipment and I hate it. I don't know where everything keeps moving and there's less space. It's very stressful.
They're just bringing all the equipment
to
your
gym. I still don't talk to anyone either. I don't talk, like, me and Ebony spoke about this on our podcast episode.
You were saying Ebony speaks to everyone.
She chats to everyone. Yeah. I chat to no one. James speaks to some people and I'm probably known in the gym as like the bitch that doesn't talk because I have like the most like
you're just doing your thing.
When I walk in, I must look miserable because I'm so tired, like waiting for the pre-workout to kick in.
Yeah.
Wandering around like in my own head completely because I'm like listening to a podcast or like listening to music. I feel like it's really obvious I'm listening to music though because I will like mouth the words along and like bop my head a bit, you know, like depending what I'm listening to. And I must be like, there's people I've seen in there for a year and I've never said hello to.
That's
to the point
enough.
Where it's now awkward because I'm like, we now can't say hello because it's been too
way
long.
Past the point of being able to do that. But that's, you know, you have different characters in the gym. Working in gyms is fascinating. It's a really good time.
I would love to work in the gym for a day just to be like, what's
it's
this like?
Jokes.
Just to watch
absolutely
everyone.
Absolutely
like,
jokes. You have certain characters. You know,
yeah.
Different types of people. It's really fun. But yeah, that point on, you know, you don't have to, you can be whoever you want to be in your gym space. You know, you don't have to be anything other than what you choose to be when you're working there. Setting an intention, I talk about this a lot with clients, before walking into the gym, if you're new, is really important. If you're sat in the car, if you've come on public transport or you've walked there, whatever, however you got there, before you walk into that gym, you need to go, I'm going to go in here and I'm going to do my best and I'm just going to try.
Yeah.
Today is about showing up, so I'm already here, tick, big win. And today I'm just going to try. You know, because building confidence in anything in life takes time. And overcoming gym anxiety is pushing your comfort zones, essentially. Keep pushing your comfort zones. Don't be scared to do that. When you do that, you build confidence and then you feel better about yourself.
And every single person in that gym has been a newbie once.
100%. And the other thing,
also, everyone has lifted next to no weight. Like, don't be ashamed.
Absolutely.
If you are lifting
go
next
in,
to nothing.
Please, go into that weight section, pick up a 2.5 and do a few squats. This is your gym. You pay for it. You pay for it.
Take
like,
up space.
Do whatever you want. The point, a few things. First thing.
I can see your mind is like,
I'm
I have 7,000 things
to say
to and
tell
I need
you,
to do it.
Because I feel so passionately about this. If you can't
go for it, girl. This is your space.
Firstly, those really scary looking gym guys are usually not scary at all.
Oh my God, they're normally the nicest
ones. And they're
actually
really nice. Because you know what? They've worked so hard on their bodies. They probably came from a place of deep insecurity and are now there working their asses off and are like, cool, I've done it. They will probably help you. And I mean, we don't all want that too, and that's fine. And they, you know, they can stay over there. But like, they aren't
stay
going...
Stay there, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. But they aren't doing that. Secondly, those people too are looking at themselves because they really just think they look so great all the time, which is fair. Good for them. But they're not looking at you. Mm. The biggest thing I hear is like, I'm just so scared people look at me. No one is looking at you.
Oh my God, I'm actually going to find. There's a girl on TikTok and I can't remember her name.
Yes.
Have you seen her?
In pajamas
yes,
and like
yes,
snow boots.
That's the one.
And whatever.
Yeah. She goes into the gym wearing like bright pink moon boots and she'll walk around mic'd up and she'll be like, this is just to prove no one is looking at me.
No one's looking
and then
at
she'll
you.
Go up to a group of girls and be like, did you notice I'm wearing moon boots? Or like she'll talk to a group of guys and be like, have you looked at the fact I'm wearing pajamas? And all the time they're like,
no.
Didn't even pay mind to it. Or like, when people are looking around, I often find, like, if I'm looking around the gym, I'm not looking at people being, like, judging them.
Mm.
I'm literally just between a set board staring around because I know if I pick my phone up, I'm in a hole for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm looking around just, like, out of just being bored between sets. Nothing to do with looking at actual people. And I think a lot of the time it's the same. Like, people are looking around between sets because they're just, like, looking around. Like, they're not thinking about you. They're just in a daydream.
They're not.
Or I find it sometimes, like, I find the people who look around more and who pay attention to other people more are like the newbies who are like a bit worried about what they're doing, like kind of watching everyone else and not seeing what they're doing. But it's never, I would say it's never someone looking around out of like judgment.
No.
I mean, there probably is the odd few idiots.
Oh yeah, there will be
the
a
most
few,
part,
but they can just whatever, let them do whatever. Yeah, absolutely. When you think other people are looking at you or you have, you know, this gym anxiety about going, you are not allowing yourself to progress with your health and your well-being. You're putting your own barrier up to your own health.
Yeah.
And the thing that's stopping you is other people, essentially, because you're saying, okay, people might be looking at me, I feel a bit intimidated. So you're allowing other people to define your health.
Mm.
Because you're like, well, you know, I don't want people to look at me, et cetera, et cetera. That's, you don't have to do that. You can go and work on yourself and not let anybody else have a deciding factor in that. This is your life. You know, everybody goes to the gym and cannot do a press up, doesn't really know how to squat, can do a few sit-ups because that's a nice, easy one to do. You know, can probably do a shoulder press, nice, easy exercise to do. But everybody has been in your position at some point and at some point in time, and you can find comfort in that and know that, like, don't allow other people's, what you think other people are thinking of you, to stop you from doing something for your health and for yourself. Mm. You know, that's really, really, really important. Don't be your own barrier to entry. You know, like, you don't need to do that.
Although I will say, if you do find the gym really, really anxiety inducing and you are terrified of that, at home workouts.
Babes, lockdown.
Go for a run. Like, there's so many other things you can do than setting foot in the gym.
100%. Exactly that. If it's something that's just for you.
I can't do at home workouts, I'll be honest. But if other people can, I mean, I get so distracted, I can't do it.
I love them.
I hate at home workouts.
If I'm, I'd say for anyone who's listening, who's a super busy person, quit trying to go to the gym.
10 minutes, 20 minutes.
20 minutes at home, buy yourself a pair of 4kg dumbbells, start there.
And you can actually get your hands on them now lockdown's over.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember that time.
Yeah, exactly. But even that, twice a week, once a week, it's about steps.
Yeah.
Small steps, consistently.
Even like the walking. Like, you don't have to go for a run.
No,
walk. Get yourself a treadmill at home. I actually did have one and then I broke the remote and it's a really crap treadmill.
Oh, no.
So it doesn't get used anymore. It's behind my door in my living room. But I think there's so many things that you can do that are fitness that don't involve the gym.
Yeah, absolutely. For me personally.
And that are free as well. Like
free.
At home workouts, YouTube, free.
Running,
going
free.
For a run. Although running, I would say, comes with the initial cost of getting good trainers, because don't make the mistake I made. I ran in lockdown and I used to run like 7-8K a day. Like, I was obsessed with running in lockdown. I just loved getting out in the morning, having my own time. Like, it. What baffles me now is, looking back, I would go for runs at 7 a.m. and the park would be full. Like, Tooting Common, where I used to run, would be so full of people. There'd be people with like the... what are they called, the bands that you like pull yourself, TRX or whatever.
Oh, TRX,
yeah. So there'd be people with those, there'd be people with dumbbells, there'd be people running, like walking the
dog. We definitely either ran or working out past each other in that period of time.
1 million, but I would have no idea who you were to even. Like, we probably saw each other so many
crazy.
Times.
Crazy, that's so
but,
mad.
I used to run and I only had one pair of trainers, and obviously you couldn't get anything in lockdown.
No.
I was like, oh, these trainers work for the gym, they'll be fine. And I gave myself the worst knee injury. I had to have physio on it. Like, I had stairs in my flat and I couldn't even get up and down the stairs at some points because it was so bad.
Wow.
And I kept running, and I would run and I'd get shin, like not shin splints, but you know, when your shin, I know it's not actually shin splints, but like my shins would hurt so bad when I started. And I'd be like, oh, it's fine. I know as soon as I get to the park, it stops.
Mm.
And it was so bad. But I think the one thing is, if you are going to start running, you don't necessarily need to invest immediately. Like, maybe try it out for a couple of weeks and see if you like it, but invest in trainers.
I can,
because long term, my God, it was so painful.
Agreed. Question for you. When we're now thinking about like fitness and this flip of like really like mindset as opposed to fitness, what do you think really helped you to flip from that, I go to the gym just purely for aesthetic, to seeing your fitness journey into more like a mindful place? What do you think changed? What do you think you do now that's changed that for you?
Do you know what? I think at some point, I think I was like, do you know what? I need to stop hating my body. Like, I need to do this for love. And I remember standing in the kitchen being like making dinner, and I was like, I need to stop doing this for hatred and I need to start doing this for love. And I was like, if I'm going to do this, I need to do this all in. I need to go for it and I need to do it for love. And I almost did the whole like fake it till you make it vibe.
Mm.
So I would look in the mirror and I was like, don't look at this as I hate the way I look. Look at this is my body. I only get one of it. Let's see how strong it can be. Let's see how like much I can run. Let's see what it can do. And I honestly to this day do not know exactly when that moment happened.
Mm.
But I remember over summer last year being like, I don't really love the way I look, but I love the way I look.
Yeah.
Like, I look better than I have looked. I'm stronger. I feel healthier. Like, it almost wasn't... Like, I don't even know, because it wasn't an instant thing.
Yeah.
And it was such a gradual thing. And I think it definitely did dip. So it's... If you love your body and you're being more mindful about it, it's definitely not a linear thing. I had a dip at the beginning of, like, well, I'd say it was December, January, and I'm now on the up of it, where I'm like, I don't think my body is by any means where I want it to be, but I'm enjoying the process. I like going to the gym. I like the fact that I'm such a loser. I'm so goals-based. Like, I love a tick sheet. And I will literally, like, me and Georgia laugh about it because I'm so on it with my, like, tick sheets on my app.
Yeah.
Like, I love being like, okay, I did 40 last time. Can I do 50 this time?
Mm.
Oh, well, I did, like, 10. Can I do, like, a bit more? And I like pushing it. And I like just being like, oh, yeah, I did that many this time.
Mm.
And I'll message you and be like, smash this on this.
She's like, smash it out. I'm like, yeah, go,
my
girl.
Hit thrust when I'm like, I did an 85.
Yeah.
Because I remember going to the gym a year ago. I was actually talking about this with a friend the other day because we used to go all the time together. And we used to get, like, I want to say maybe like the 15 barbells. You know, the ones that are like, yeah, on the rack and you pull them off.
Yeah.
We used to get those and we would be like, oh God, this is so heavy. And like, we'd struggle through hip thrusts. Now I'm like, 15's easy. Like, I don't even need to go near a 15 now. And it's so weird because it's just so different.
Yeah. And that's just time.
Yeah.
And that's what I always say to people, you know, all of this takes time.
Oh my God.
And the same thing.
More than 12 weeks, guys. It's not 12 week quick fix.
It ain't happening in 12 weeks. Don't work like that.
I do think that you do get like the newbie gains and you do get that initial, like, absolutely, if you've never stepped foot in a gym and you suddenly are on a diet, like not a diet plan, but like a meal plan, you do get that initial where you drop quite quickly. Like, you'll lose the 100%. Weight and you'll get the gains. But then it does plateau a bit because your body starts to, like, yeah.
Yeah, I really think the... When you're talking about like mindset too, seeing your fitness as like mindset, what we're talking about, when you start thinking about the other pillars of your health playing such a huge factor. Like earlier when you said, I got up this morning, I wanted to go to the gym. That all starts with the night before.
Yeah.
Did you go to bed? Did you feed yourself well last night? Are you hydrated? Because if in the morning...
I'm definitely hydrated.
She's hydrated for sure. But, you know, if you wake up in the morning and you didn't have enough sleep and you're not very well hydrated and you didn't feel yourself last night, you're not going to want to go today.
Yeah.
So, or do any exercise. So thinking about, again, your mindset, okay, I have like all these other pillars of health that are going to define how I feel about exercise. So if I can balance all these things, it's not going to be perfect all the time, but if I can balance them, my consistency is good. If your consistency over time is good, that is what gets you what you want.
100%.
I will literally, I'm like, tattoo it on me. Not really. But
consistency in
over
everything.
Time.
Yeah, not even just the gym and stuff. Like, consistency in every aspect of your life.
You want to step forward with something, you have to do it consistently. And in a way that's achievable, realistic, so that you build your confidence. And over time, it just becomes something that you do, as opposed to a 12 weeks, I'm going to go all in, and then after 12 weeks, my willpower's run out, and I can't do this anymore. Like, this has to fit around you. So thinking about all those parts makes all of this more realistic and more achievable. Stop thinking of fitness as going to the gym. Think about it as, like, how you feel yourself, how much sleep you get, are you hydrated? You know, how much time are you spending with other people and enjoying your life? Huge factor in, like, whether you want to go
100%.
To the gym or not. You know, if all you're doing is exercising, you're not going to want to go.
Also, you can definitely turn socialising, I think, into, like, part of it as well. Because, like I said to you guys the other day when you were like, Jess, you're ill, stop, you do not need to go. But I was like, I really fancy going for a long walk. Like, ask a friend, bring a friend into it. Like, I just smacked the mic. Go swimming with a friend, like, go to the gym with a friend. Like, there's so many ways you can do fitness with a friend.
Yeah. Absolutely, 100%. What do you think is, like, the main things you've learned so far about fitness that you can, like, take away?
Kind of fitness, but kind of... Do you mean overall, yeah?
Yeah, overall.
Kind of fitness, but kind of on the food thing, because I feel like I touched on it in the beginning and I haven't mentioned it since, because it is still something that's... I wouldn't say it's something that's still an issue, but I would say I still have, like, days where I dip. But I think... the consistency thing is a really big thing. But I think one of the biggest things is that food is fuel. Because I was, so like when I first got a meal plan, not from you, like before when I was in another coach, I was like, I don't need 3 meals a day. Like, I was so used to eating not 3 meals a day. And it took me being like, actually, if this is going to work, it also took a lot of James convincing me. I was like, if this is going to work, I need to be fueling my body. And the more I ate on plan, not the more I ate in general, well, kind of the more I ate in general, but like the more you eat on plan and the more you're fueling your body, the more you can lift and the more you can do. So like, I wasn't getting fatigued anymore. I wasn't going to bed at 10 p.m. knackered. Like, it, that changed a lot. And I think the whole idea of going to the gym for the love of your body. So like, going in and being like, I'm actually going to do this because I want to see how strong I can get. Not going in and being like, oh, a squat, I guess I'll do a 10.
Yeah.
Like just the whole, 10, that's good. Yeah, like pushing your body and like progressively overloading. Like just doing those things where it's like seeing how much you can do is a big thing for me. What about you? What's like your takeaways over your whole fitness journey? Like what's things that you're like, these are the most important things I've took from it? Or like things that you're like, I learned that and that's something that changed my life.
Yeah. Fitness isn't really fitness. Fitness is health.
Yeah.
And that if I can balance everything in my life, all the healthy parts, that's really the key and the answer.
And health is everything.
You take it away, you haven't got anything at all. So it's like worth thinking about.
If you're not healthy, you're tired all the time, you're grumpy, you're irritable, like there's so many parts of it.
Yeah, for sure. The second thing I've taken is that mindfulness and meditation, you know, don't turn off now, everyone, as soon as you say the word, they're like, I don't
care.
You
say meditation
anymore.
And I go, oh.
Yeah.
Me and Georgia have a love hate
in different ways. In different ways. Yeah. Meditation is like, there's lots of different, it's like doing a yoga class, Pilates, weightlifting, running. You have lots of different types of meditation, right? Finding one for you. But like mindfulness and meditation allows you to be present in the moment of your life and therefore you can have better perspective on yourself.
Yeah.
So like the way you look, the way you feel, your mood becomes more balanced. And again, it's something that then allows me to want to exercise and enjoy my life.
Yeah.
As opposed to I'm high stress, I'm living in a state of, you know, heart rates pumping all the time and I got to go to the gym and then I got to go here and I got to go there. Once I could slow down, I could enjoy everything more, which made my fitness more enjoyable, made my health better, etc.
And mindfulness does not just have to be meditation, just to add that in there. It could be journaling, it could be going for a walk, it could be your self-care things that you do to make you feel good, which doesn't have to just be a bath and a face mask.
No.
But it could be so many different things that like collectively become mindfulness.
Yeah, mindfulness is just being with the moment. Like us going for lunch today is a really mindful thing for me. We're going to sit there and we're going to chat. And we're going to talk about life. Yeah. And that's really mindful for me. And
we're not working.
No, we're not working. And I can look back on that at the end of the week and think really fondly about it. That's being present in the moment of my life. And it's fueling me. It's like socializing. It's having great conversation, which then makes me feel good. And in turn, you know, more things that make me feel good. And eventually then I'm like, okay, I want to exercise because that makes me feel good. My perspective changes on everything. So seeing fitness as health is the main... the really big thing. And that also everybody starts somewhere. As a coach, the thing for me is as long as you can say to yourself, I'm doing my best, I'm showing up today, that's me doing my best. As long as for you, you're doing your best. And like same for me now, right? Like, you know, I'm trying to balance a lot of things at the moment.
You
I'm
are
like,
juggling many things.
Juggling a lot of plates and I'm just spinning them all. But I'm doing my best. I'm always just doing my best. And that even saying that to myself allows me to relax.
Yeah.
And go, okay, well, maybe it's not happening today, but tomorrow I'm going to wake up and I'm going to go again. And it's going to happen tomorrow. Maybe.
And you learn your body as well, I think. Like you learn what works for you and you learn what doesn't work. So like you could say you meditate every day. I really don't get on with meditating. I found meditating at a very, very bad point of my life. I've had this conversation with Georgia. The Headspace app gives me like stress because I found Headspace and I used to meditate when I was the most anxious I've ever been and I would have panic attacks while I was meditating because it did the complete opposite.
Not ideal.
I would be like so in my head that I couldn't get out. Honestly, it was so bad. So whenever she says meditate, I'm like, I'd rather not.
Just as they
know. I literally cannot. When I see the Headspace one on Netflix, I'm like, oh, quickly click off because his voice is just... it just triggers me. I can't hear it.
And the thing is,
and
again,
I can't meditate, but I can do other things.
Yeah, exactly.
I journal. I have my crystals.
Yeah, you have. So do I.
I have all my things. I can go for my walks. I like reading a book in the bar.
You do
like,
your journaling.
Yeah, there's so many other little bits.
Absolutely. And, you know, breath work, another one.
Yeah.
If you,
I love a breath work class.
Okay, great.
Oh my God, should we do one? I've been to a couple and I bloody love it.
Love it.
And sound baths. Such a vibe.
Sound baths.
Love
a
sound bath.
We can get on that spiritual level. We love it. We're
Which
so
actually,
here for it.
Hang on, leads us onto your retreats. Should we quickly mention the retreats? Because we haven't really touched on it and I feel like we need to.
Oh, yeah.
All I will say though, Georgia has two rooms left at the point of filming this, recording, sorry. So when this goes live, I think it's going live in like a week. But if the rooms are full, I will still leave the tags to all the retreat and stuff because she's doing them next year.
Yes.
And we might have a little plan or two up our sleeves.
We might have a little plan going on, but we'll see about that one.
Secret, secrets.
Secrets. Can't tell you yet, sorry. It's such a classic.
That's what we're talking about on lunch.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the retreats. Yeah.
Sell your retreat, because this is your first ever retreat that you're doing, right? This is the first one this year to Bali.
So I've hosted them before for other people, so like for other companies and things like that, but it's the first one,
the first B retreat
of this kind. Yeah. So we're going to Bali, so I'm going to start by saying we all just need to go because it's the best place in the world. So
I really want to come. I'm still tempted,
Jess.
I need to get my bum in gear because there's one space left.
It's there for the taking for you, Jess. But yeah,
she's been trying to convince me many times.
I mean, I don't think it takes much convincing. So
it really doesn't.
So at the retreat, what we're doing, first thing to say, women only. You know, men are fine, but this is a women's only retreat.
And a women's only podcast, so you're in the right hands.
Absolutely. And on this retreat, this is not a boot camp.
No.
You know, we're not going for like a CrossFit Bali boot camp. If that's for you, great, but that's not what this is.
This is not an intense workout that's going to get you sweating every day and you've got an intense schedule.
No, this is about women coming together and celebrating themselves and their bodies and their lives and taking a moment to be in the moment in the most beautiful place in the world ever and to be able to have great conversation. We're going to be meditating, Jess, maybe, and exercising every day, but all of the workouts and meditations are optional. We're also going...
So you could just go and do like one every other day.
Yeah.
You could only do the meditation. You could only do the workouts.
Yeah. This is like, you know, there's no rules here. You come on this retreat.
I'm not like a regular mom.
Yeah. I'm a cool mom.
I'm a cool retreat.
Exactly. It's about coming on this retreat and being with other like-minded women who want to celebrate their bodies and themselves, mainly themselves, and enjoying this amazing space. So like I said, we'll be working out, meditating. We're going on a waterfall hike and
so nice.
Swim, and you can jump in. They're quite high, but you are allowed, and if you're feeling adventurous and daring, you can. But you don't have to. You can just get in the bottom and do a nice swim.
I'm so that person, though. I'm like, I wouldn't do it. And then I'll be there, and I'm like, oh, good time, girl. I want to be the one who has the adventures.
Jess, we're going.
I'm so like, if I go, I'm still not 100% confirmed yet, but I'm one of those people where like, I'll do something, and I'm like, I don't want to look back on this and regret not doing it, so I'll do it. Like, we jumped off the front of the boat so many times when I was in Croatia last year, and it was so bloody high, and I was terrified, and I was like, I'm not being the person who doesn't do this. And I was like, I have to be the one to do it.
Love it.
So I will be the one to jump.
Adventurous Jess would be jumping off. But if you don't feel like that, you can just get in the bottom and do a nice dip, which is really nice too.
Just a little swim.
Yeah, a little swim. We're going like jogging through the jungle, again, optional. And we're going to spend a lot of time chatting, chilling, talking about things that we all might want to get into, like journaling, having conversation around it, you know, finding out other people's experiences and seeing how that resonates with us and doesn't. It's really
and everyone's
about,
from different backgrounds as well.
Everyone's from different backgrounds.
Different body sizes, different
body
shapes.
Sizes, different places in the world. It's just really about bringing women together to celebrate who they are and what they do and being able to do that in a collective space that is beautiful with great food and good fun times.
And she's also putting pizza on the menu, just to let you know.
Oh, yeah. It's not like we're just eating salad. Again, not a detox, not a juicing, cleansing thing. No, there's pizzas on the menu. There's burgers on the menu. There's also salads and
whatever you want to eat.
Indonesian food. Nasi goreng, if you haven't tried it's the most delicious thing ever, so you better be there. So yeah, it's really, I'm so excited because every time I looked up, for me personally, I wanted to go on retreats, but when I looked them up, all I could find was either like this super boot camp exercise
or like the really, you are not allowed caffeine, you must eat healthy, must like, do yoga 5 times a day,
completely clean, like cleansing our souls. Again, I would definitely be up for one of those, probably. But I was thinking about me and all the people I know, and a retreat just sounded really not realistic in some ways because I didn't want either of those things. But I love to travel. I used to run a travel blog, obsessed with traveling, very fortunate to have been all over the world. And I thought, why not be able to do what I do, which is bring women together and have amazing conversation and celebrate themselves, but just in beautiful places around the world where they can make memories for a lifetime.
Yeah. And new friends.
And new friends.
And you don't need to be fitnessy. Like, you don't need to go to the gym to go.
You don't even need to be fit.
That could be
a
good way to get into it. Like, if you're thinking about getting into the gym, hop on this retreat.
Absolutely.
This one specifically, not anyone.
Yeah, not anyone.
But, like, it is a good way, I think, because you optional workouts, they're not going to be really, really hard. Like, take them as you will.
No, and they're, you know, from my years of experience of having taught people in person as well, training in person, you can have workouts for beginners and advanced all in the same room. This is really easy. So even if you are somebody who's like, you know, I want to wake up this morning and do like super difficult workouts, like, that's there for you too. It's really like, it's so, that's what it's going to be. There will be people of all ranges of experience. So yeah, if you are a complete beginner, again, don't feel put off. It's not a boot camp. We are just learning to enjoy moving our bodies, really. And my dad is doing the meditation part. He's a mindfulness meditation coach, and he is the biggest honey ever. He's the only male energy happening about this trip, but he's just so
he's
10 out of 10.
He's the only man allowed.
Yeah, but he's so unbelievable. And with part of my online coaching, we have a session every Sunday that you get as part of my online coaching that you come to that he hosts every Sunday. So we get rid of Sunday scaries as part of my online coaching. We don't do that here. We wake up Mondays feeling good.
Fresh.
Yeah, feeling fresh and like calm and at peace and being like, everything's okay. And he runs that every Sunday. So for the people coming out the street that do online coaching, they're like already quite familiar with him. And it's really nice because, you know, he's such a lovable, wonderful character. And he comes from the meditation side of, how can this be used in everyday life for everyone? As opposed to sitting there banging a gong and being super spiritual, he's saying, okay, you want to accept yourself? Here's a meditation around acceptance that you could do every day that would really genuinely change your perception of how you're thinking of yourself. He's like, you want to strive for this goal? Here's a meditation that will help you work close to your goals.
Like relatable meditation.
Absolutely. And, you know, realistic. I wish we could take the word meditation out and have like a different word that was much more accessible, because it just puts so many people off. But I'm talking about something here that you could do twice a week, three times a week, that would just make you feel better. It's like going to the gym, but finding a way that works for you.
Yeah.
So we're going to do things like walking meditation, where you walk along the beach and he'll tell you to like think about things. And, you know, it's really going to be just really beautiful.
It's going to be so good, I think.
I'm
still tempted.
It's going to be so
good. Maybe I'll have taken the room before.
Maybe she will have done.
But we will leave all the links and stuff to it down below if you are interested, because there will obviously be more. So if you don't get to go on this one, then obviously there'll be more coming up.
Yeah, there's definitely more.
Along with all George's coaching info, because, you know, obviously.
We're still books open at the moment for online coaching too. Yeah. So I would say to people, if you want to change your life by changing your perspective and changing the way you perceive yourself and your fitness, then come to me, because we can do all that together.
Come say hi
anytime.
Right, Georgia, I feel like we've talked for so long.
We have talked for so long.
I don't even know how long we've been talking for, but I have a question for you. So every week there's a good task of the week, which is like a task to take away and like something you can do that will be something to think about for the week. So we've had in the past things like decluttering a bit of your wardrobe on a fashion episode, or writing your gratitudes every morning, etc. So what's one good vibe task that people could take away from this episode and do this week?
Okay, this has to be, if you're going to do this,
she's getting ready to go. She's got one on the tip of her tongue here.
I'm ready. But if you're going to do this, you've got to do it every day. I got to promise, because it's that good. So the task is to...
Is this pre-planned or are you just pulling this out of thin air? Because you are very on it.
I'm really ready. I've really been thinking about this.
Okay.
Is to be compassionate with yourself every day this week, from the day you listen to this till the following week. And being
Love
compassionate
that.
Means in every situation you find yourself in, saying, I can do this. I deserve to do this. And I'm not going to stop myself from doing this because I can do it. And saying, if you're finding something hard, like your relationship with your body or anything like that, giving yourself a hug and saying, it's okay. Like, you're doing great. You're already doing it. It's not this thing that's miles away from you. You're already doing it. So being really compassionate with yourself every day in the situations you find that you find challenging, to say, you know what? No, I'm okay. I'm doing great and I can do this.
I love that.
I'm so glad you love that.
That's such a good one, actually. I didn't know what she was going to say. She told me at the beginning that she might have a couple of ideas, and I didn't know what they were going to be, but that's a good one. I like this task.
I think this is a good task for people to go in.
We're going to have to do it for this week now.
Yeah, we are. I'll put it in your
tick
box.
This week, every week, she actually gives me a morning routine on my workout plan. What is it? It's taking my probiotic, doing my gratitudes, and what was the other thing?
Drinking water, I think.
No, it wasn't. It was something else, because you were like, you do that anyway. I can't remember what the third thing is. Apparently, I'm not doing it, because I don't know what it is.
I'm like,
I can't remember
it?
What it is. I'll have to go back looking through it. There is three things. I can't think what the third one is. It might be taking vitamins. I can't remember.
But it's things that just set up your day nicely.
Yeah, it was something.
Yeah. What was it?
Is it skincare? No.
No, it wasn't skincare. It was something you wanted to do every morning.
I can't remember. It was gratitudes, probiotic and something. What was the third thing? I really can't remember. Anyway, on that note, we'll round off the episode because we've been talking for so long. Thank you very much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I've loved every minute of it.
If you want her to come back, let me know. We can always do another episode answering questions or something like I did with Ebony's little bonus one. But yeah, thank you so much for listening, guys. And we'll see you in the next episode.
See you.
Bye.